Yeah.
Well, in that case, you got all four of you then. All right. So, Anthony, again, we've already said good morning, so that means we'll bring Audrey in. Audrey, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Caden Moore joining us as well. Caden, good morning. How are you?
I'm also doing pretty good myself.
Good deal. And Kimberly Skirvin as well on the phone with us. Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing all right. So, Pride and Prejudice, the theater adaptation coming up here. Anthony, I'll let you start us here. When, where, and if you got the information, how much are tickets?
Well, it will be tonight and tomorrow night. That is March 3rd or 2nd and 3rd at 7 p.m. in the EHS Auditorium. I'm not sure how much tickets are. Do you
know? $7.
Okay, good deal. All right. Let me ask you about your roles here. And Anthony, since I've got you on, I guess we'll start with you. What is your role here for folks that are going to be watching you guys the next couple of nights?
I play Mr. Bingley.
Okay. How does Mr. Bingley play into Pride and Prejudice for folks like myself who, at least until very recently, were not all that familiar with Pride and Prejudice?
So he is... he is the character that comes in. He is one of the older sister's love interests. And he's essentially the wealthy gentleman that comes and kind of starts, like, kind of excites all of the action in the show.
Gotcha. Okay. Audrey, tell us about your character, who you're performing and playing as.
I'm playing Lizzie Bennett, who is the second oldest daughter, and she marries Darcy in the end.
Okay. Caden, how about you?
I am playing Mr. Darcy.
You're got Darcy, okay.
He is a rich, socially awkward person and is the main love interest and love interest for Miss Elizabeth Bennett.
Gotcha. All right. Audrey, I'm going to ask you, as far as Lizzie is concerned, what does it take to get into Lizzie's headspace and perform her well?
One of the things I really try to do is connect with a lot of her emotional scenes. She gets to display a lot of different emotions across the whole show and doesn't ever really leave the stage. So, I don't know, I guess I just try to connect with that as much as I can.
Good deal. How about you, Caden? Considering you're Lizzie's love interest, how do you get into to Mr. Darcy's headspace?
Well, he is very socially awkward, so mostly I just try walking around, not talking to people, and just being by myself. And also, he also is displaying a lot of emotions, too, towards Miss Elizabeth Bennett. So, yeah, I just try and give with those emotions as well.
Gotcha. How about you, Anthony?
Well, see, my character, the fun thing about my character is he's written into the script. He's very dog-like in his personality. So I just, and he's the kind of person that loves the world and the world loves him. So I just kind of try to be, you know, friendly with people and, you know, just kind of try to harness that like, you know, that dog-like energy. Sometimes Caden and I will play catch with the ball before the show or something like that. And that just kind of helps me channel him.
Again, we've got Anthony Fasaro, Caden Moore, Audrey Sheely joining us, cast members of Pride and Prejudice to be put on by Emporia High Theater tonight and tomorrow night. Kimberly Skirvin's got another role. Sounds like you're set design and other things behind the scenes. Kimberly, how are things going as far as getting everything set up that way?
I am the costume crew chief for the show, and the show is a very costume-heavy production. Like, The costumes are really ties like the whole picture together and everything. So it's been very challenging and meticulous, but I think it's overall going to be worth it in the end.
I was going to ask you kind of how much time it takes to handle costuming with something which is such a well-known period piece. but something that dates back, what, a good solid 150, 160 years in that time, general timetable.
Yeah, it has taken quite a lot of time outside of school and during rehearsals, because we obviously have to make sure that it is Regency appropriate and period appropriate. And it is hard to come by that kind of style nowadays. So we actually had another student, Chloe Eubanks, drop a couple designs for the show. And we had a costumer come in and help us start sewing those costume pieces just so we can make sure they are actually Regency appropriate. So, yeah.
Regency appropriate. That's a term I don't think a whole lot of us have been familiar with. How long did it take to kind of get that Regency appropriate look or do some research on your own to kind of figure out what Regency appropriate meant?
A while. It took us a while to actually get on our feet and start putting together these costume pieces, but we wanted to make sure that it was, what's the word I'm looking for? Just appropriate to the time period and all that stuff. So,
Kimberly, I wanted to ask you, and then I'm going to start with our official actors here. But how proud are you of the show that's going to be coming out here for the public here tonight and tomorrow night?
I am incredibly proud. These actors and everybody on the crews have been doing such a good job of putting their time and effort into the show. It looks great on stage. It's very comedic. There's scenes in the show that everybody will be able to enjoy, no matter how old or like who you are. Like, it's a very, very good show.
Audrey, how about you? What has you proud about this show?
I think I'm proud of everyone. We've all gotten to know each other so well over the course of this show, and I think something that's really special about this show is you can really see the connections between the actors. You can really tell. Just that we enjoy being around each other, and I'm so excited for the show. It's going to be amazing, and I hope a lot of people come and watch.
Caden, I do want to ask, considering Mr. Darcy's social awkwardness, is the connections pretty evident from your perspective as well?
Yeah, I would say so.
Awesome. All right, Anthony, set us up again. When and where do we need to be here for Pride and Prejudice tonight, tomorrow?
For Pride and Prejudice, you need to be at the EHS Auditorium. The show starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are $7. Come out and see it. It's going to be a great show.
Sounds like a plan. Anthony, thanks much. Appreciate it today.
Of course. Thank you.
Caden, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Audrey, thank you much. Have a great time this weekend.
You too.
And Kimberly, thank you for your time here. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Kimberly Skirvin, Audrey Sheely, Caden Moore, Anthony Fasaro, Emporia High Theater, Pride and Prejudice tonight and tomorrow night.
All right. Nicely done. KVOE Live and local is 901.
No insurance? CareArc has you covered. Healthcare can be expensive, but with their sliding scale, your costs are disappearing.